I think all the readings today are very beautiful in a way to remind us of our call to discipleship. The prophet Zechariah said that Jerusalem shall become the gathering point of all the nations. But this Jerusalem that he talks about, not necessarily the physical Jerusalem, but Jerusalem, the city of peace. And each and every time we come to the holy sacrifice of Mass, we come to participate and have the foretaste of the heavenly Jerusalem, our final destination, the city of peace, because God is our peace. So when we dwell in this heavenly Jerusalem and get the foretaste of heaven, of eternal life, do we become joyful? And do we let the joy of the Lord radiate through us or not? Or do we still dwell in our own earthliness? The prophet Zechariah said, so that through how the people or the inhabitants of Jerusalem, everyone shall take a hold of a Jew or the believer and said, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. So that through our life, people want to go with us to walk toward this heavenly Jerusalem, to dwell in this heavenly Jerusalem for eternity by how they see that God is with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. When we receive the body and blood of Christ, when we receive the Eucharist, God is with us. He give himself, his body, his blood, his soul and divinity with us, to be with us. He give himself for us. So therefore, we must become more Christ-like each day when we receive Christ. Which leads me toward the gospel reading today. And the collect, or the opening prayer. When we have heard in the collect that God exercises his power, first of all, through forgiving and mercy. If God is truly just with us, I don't think any of us would be here. But he hath extended his forgiveness and his mercy for us through his grace that we're able to be here. He loved us in our brokenness, in our imperfection, in all of our failures, in all of our humanity. God is with us even there. He loved us. He forgave us. And through his mercy, he asked us to extend that same mercy to others as well. So that when James and John said, Lord, these people are not welcoming toward us. Let call down the fire from heaven to consume them. If these people are not with us, then why care about them? And Jesus turned and rebuked them. Because they failed to practice forgiveness and mercy. They failed to have the heart of God, who exercises his power above all by pardoning, by forgiving, and by being merciful toward us. And we see this in our own life too. It's easy to talk about self-righteousness and what is the right thing to do, but it's very hard to practice forgiveness and mercy. We can only do that with the grace of God. We know how much people have hurt us. And those hurt bear not only a personal effect, but also it bear a spiritual effect upon us as well. Only by the grace of God can we choose to forgive, to pardon, and to have mercy on those. Only with the grace of God can we recognize that we already possess eternal life every time we come to the holy sacrifice of Mass. When we receive the body and blood of Christ, we have the foretaste of the heavenly Jerusalem. So that hopefully, with what we receive, with the joy and the love he hath given us, other people can also see that through us and say, we want to be with you. Let us go with you. Show us where you're going, because we have heard and we have seen that God is in our midst.